We are living in the most exciting times in the last 2,000 years. I believe we're now into the time when more Bible prophecies are being and will be fulfilled than have been in the last 2,000 years. And in the scripture that you read, the prophet Daniel was praying for God to give him understanding about Bible prophecy, what's happening in his day and looking forward. And God gave him understanding and answer to his prayer. He sent the angel Gabriel, and he was given understanding that there would be a decree to rebuild and restore Jerusalem, which we know happened in 445 BC under Artaxerxes II. And that from that time all the way up to the coming of the Lord, the Messiah, it would be 483 years. And then he said Messiah would be cut off and rejected by his people. And so the time clock would stop. And then in a future time, God would start it up for seven more years, seven final years. And then the kingdom of God would come to earth. You know, thy kingdom come. And you know what? Those 483 years were fulfilled by Jesus coming and being cut off and rejected by Israel. And now we're in that time waiting for the beginning of the last 7 years. And we know from Bible prophecy when we're getting closer and closer to those 7 years. The super sign was May 14, 1948, when Israel was declared a nation among the nations of the earth. And yet some people are totally blind to what I'm talking about. And we need to understand that this spring campaign is called Prevailing Prayers to Spring Up. And one of the things we're praying for is for prophecy to roll off the parchment of Bible prophecy onto the pavement of it happening right where you are, right in your world where you are, and people benefiting from that. Now, I studied the Word of God, and I got an understanding from the Word of God of that last 7 years. We're not in it yet, but I got an understanding of what's going to happen during that 7 years. And I found out God can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. And that means that God can deal with the nation of Israel in unbelief and chasten them under their law with their temple sacrifices being done, even though they think they're doing it unto the Lord. They're going to wind up dealing with Antichrist and the beast, and a lot of Jews are going to get deceived over there when this temple is rebuilt, and it's going to be what's called the Tribulation Temple. And I'm listening to a Jewish guy who's a very learned rabbi, and he thinks the time of Jacob's trouble was Hitler's Holocaust. What he doesn't know is that was only a warm-up for the second coming of Hitler. And the greater Holocaust is coming when they have that temple rebuilt and they're offering it. Because right in the middle of the 7 years, the beast is going to come up and stop those sacrifices and say, "Worship me!" And you won't be able to get food or medicine or anything without that. That's toward the end of the church dispensation. So God is dealing with Israel, but he'll still be, listen to me, purifying the church during that time. And the church will have to face, according to 2 Thessalonians 2, the beast and the Antichrist. Are you ready, my friend? Well, the best way to get ready is walk with God today. Right. Best way to get ready is trust God today. Don't freak out. Don't worry. God has these things under his control, but do what God says. And so the message this morning is pray for prophecy to spring up. And that's what we see with Daniel. When Daniel was reading, listen to me, books. I believe these could be books of the Bible. They could be books by Bible teachers who had read the prophet Jeremiah, and Daniel was reading it, and he realized, I'm in Babylon here. I've been here for almost 70 years. When I came here, I was a teenager. Now I'm an older man. And yet these prophecies, according to Jeremiah, by the way, cut off your cell phone. Turn it off right now. and cut on to what I'm saying from the Word of God. You need this. And I'm saying to you, he realized from reading Jeremiah, 70 years, wow, it's almost over, and the people of God are going to go and leave Babylon, and they're going to go back to Israel. And so he said, praise God, but he didn't just leave it and say, well, God said it, so it's going to happen. No, he said, I'm going to pray, I'm going to fast, I'm going to confess my sin and the sin of the people, and I am going to pray to God to get us so we can go back, just like he prophesied would happen. And what I'm saying to you is, I believe it's time for us, listen to me, to know the Bible prophecies that lead to the last 7 years, and to, listen, pray for them to be fulfilled. You say, what are you talking about? About 2 decades ago, I prayed. I said, God, you've given me an understanding of the last 7 years. And that was no small thing, because a lot of people I went to seminary with and Bible college with and became preachers, most of them think that most of the book of Revelation and the final 7 years, we won't even be here for that, so it's really not that important to us. How wrong can you be? Most of that book of Revelation will be here for. Only a small part of the last 7 years will we not be here for. That's called the wrath of God. And so you kids, you really need to understand this, because this is coming to a city near you. In other words, it's coming upon you fast. And so now is the time to get ready. And I realized that there were, and I thank God I was reading books, amen. I've been studying the Bible, and I had great Bible teachers on the tribulation, the 70th. I learned so much from John Benson and many other great men of God. But I read some books, and I realized Bill Salas, a Bible teacher, was teaching it just the way it was. And there were not many preachers that preached on these prophecies that are ready to be fulfilled right now. And I remember Bill Salas saw I was doing that, and he got on our website, and he started interacting with us on our website. Thank God for him. Pray for him. He's got Parkinson's now. But he's being vindicated. And I began about 17 years ago to preach on a couple of prophecies that were ready to be fulfilled, that could be fulfilled at any time. And I'm not talking about the rapture. The rapture is not a now prophecy. It's next. The now prophecy is Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39. That is the war in Iran. How many have heard of the war in Iran? How many have not heard of the war in Iran? Wow. You guys really need to wake up. But that's all right. I'm going to talk about it today. That is a now prophecy. And after that, there's another big war that's going to happen in the Middle East. And that is going to involve Israel's Arab neighbors around them. And these prophecies are getting ready to be fulfilled. And then a next prophecy is going to happen when Turkey is going to invade with Iran Israel, and Trump and the United States won't be able to help out for that one. It's in Ezekiel 38 and 39. But you need to pray for prophecy to spring up right now. And so I'm not a prophet, but I hang around prophets, and I hang around Bible teachers, and I have an understanding. And so read with me Daniel 9, 1 and 2. It says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the seed of the Medes, which made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years. We know it's 70 years, 606 B.C. to 536 B.C. And then Cyrus let them go back to rebuild their temple. He said the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Daniel 9, 1 and 2. Now, look at verse 3 of Daniel 9. It says, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting clothing in sackcloth and ashes. And we know Daniel confessed sin, and he sought to get right with God and for the people to get ready for God to fulfill prophecy. Can I say something to you? The stuff I'm preaching on today means that prophecy is now coming right off the parchment of the Bible and banging down on the pavement right in your world around you. And you can't hide yourself. You can't hide from it, because this world is on a collision course with God. This world is on a collision course with Jesus Christ. And the farther you go and the longer you go, the more you're going to see these things come to pass. And if you're not ready and you don't understand these things like Daniel was given understanding and like you're hearing in this church, you're not going to be ready for these things. And so this is more important than algebra, geometry, English, social. It's very important. Not that those other things aren't important, but this is very important. So I'm going to preach to you on pray for prophecy to spring up. And I want to say two things this morning about it. Number one, to confront deceivers with God's truth. You need to understand this. Listen to me this morning, because Jesus said many people will be raised up to deceive you. How many have ever been lied to? Well, it's not fun to be lied to or deceived and have the wool pulled over your eyes. You know, I tell young ladies, I say, watch out. You guard what you have, because guys want one thing from you and they want to take it from you. It's called your virginity. You guard it. You guard it till marriage. And the devil is a deceiver, and he uses people, and he wants to take from you that which is precious. And so you need to understand and pray for Bible prophecy to spring up so that you can confront deceivers with God's truth about these things. You see, Bob Bajeski's preaching downstairs, and he's preaching about the miracle of Israel. Do you know that God's word in Ezekiel 36, 37, and many other places says that God will bring back the nation of Israel to its own land? Even though they don't believe in their Messiah, even though they don't believe in Jesus as their Savior, he's going to bring them back there, and eventually they're going to believe and accept Jesus when he actually confronts them face to face. But right now they don't believe it, but God is working with them. He's brought them back there, and now they speak their own language. They're a nation. God is actually doing miracles over there. Did you know that? In helping them to win these wars. And nobody's going to be able to totally kick them out of their land now that they're back. And that's because God has put them back there. But there are people that want to deceive you about Israel coming back to their land and all of that. And one of the people, how many have heard of Candace Owens? Raise your hand. She's amazed. She said, I can't believe preachers are preaching about me. Well, when you come up and you fly in the face of the Word of God, you can expect, and you're making billions of dollars or millions of dollars, you can expect preachers are going to confront you because you're affecting people's lives. And you say, well, how is Candace Owens, well, how did she get into deception? Keep in mind, Candace Owens was an evangelical Christian. You say, well, what changed her? George Farmer. She got married to a man who's English royalty by the name of George Farmer. And by the way, George Farmer's dad is an evangelical born-again Christian that believes like I believe about Israel. But not her, not his son, George. You see, George is a dyed-in-the-wool Roman Catholic, and George is not just a Roman Catholic, but listen to this. He really elevates Pope Pius XII. And Pope Pius XII was a pope that became a young pope in 1939. And he died when I was a young guy in October 9, 1958. And you say, well, what was so interesting about Pope Pius XII? He loved Hitler. He made a concordat with Adolf Hitler that the Roman Catholic Church would go along with Hitler's agenda and Hitler would treat them good. And he was an anti-Semite. Pope Pius XII. Now, the interesting thing is that Pope Pius, after he died, there was another pope called Pope John the 23rd, and he turned away from Pius when it came to Israel, and he said, you know what, we're going to accept Israel as a nation, and we're going to be friendly toward Israel, and that was big time different. Pope Pius, he said, no, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, replaced Israel as God's chosen people. God is done with the Jews. They killed Jesus. There's nothing more for the Jews. Now, it is true that the Jews rejected Jesus. It is true that God judged them for that, and they suffered for that. But it's also true that God is not turning his back on Israel. He is going to save them. And his faithfulness is going to work. I'm so glad that God is faithful. You know, a lot of men aren't faithful to their wives. They cheat on their wives. That's wicked. Girls do it too. I want somebody that's faithful. I'm glad I got a faithful wife. I don't have to worry about her. But I have a faithful God, and even though Israel right now is an enemy of God as far as the Messiah is concerned, as a nation, God is still bringing them back, and he's going to save them because he doesn't give up on them. But Pope Pius, no, he said, God's given up on the Jews. Now the Roman Catholics have replaced them as God's one true church, which is a lie. They're a harlot church. And he said... I believe that. Now, Pope John didn't. So, do you know what George Farmer, Candace's husband, he decided, I will reject John the 23rd and every pope after Pius because they've been too pro-Israel. I want somebody like Hitler's pope. And that's the only pope he recognized. The pope's up to Pope Pius. And Candace converted to Catholicism, his kind, in 2024. Now do you understand why she's turned against Israel? Yeah, she respects George Farmer, her husband, but unfortunately he's deceiving her. And he, and through her, a lot of people are being deceived. There's another deceiver that you need to understand and be able to confront. His name is Alex Jones. Alex Jones is attacking Donald Trump relentlessly when he supported him and uplifted him and said, oh, he's doing so many things against the New World Order. And he was right. But he's wrong now to turn against Trump. You know why he's turned against Trump? Because he does not want us to fight against Iran. And he's lying and saying that, oh, it's Benjamin Netanyahu that's getting Trump to fight against Iran. And he's coming up with all of these reasons, and he's accusing Trump of being drawn into the war by Israel. And Alex Jones, I heard him the other day, I listened to him quite often. If the dog bites, it's Israel. If the bee stings, it's Israel. If I'm feeling sad, it's Israel. One of the favorite things I love to blame is Israel, 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 Israel. And that's what he was saying the other day. Israel, Israel, Israel. He did it just like that. Israel, Israel, Israel. Israel is the size of the state of New Jersey. It's a little nation among the nations. And yet he's obsessed with it. I call this Israel derangement syndrome. And now because Trump is fighting with Israel to defeat one of the great enemies of civilization, he is now having Trump derangement syndrome, when he never had it before. Who changed? Oh, he'll say Trump changed. No, he did not. Trump is not a neocon. He doesn't believe in long, drawn-out wars with American troops. He uses American power like Reagan did. Boom, decisively and quickly. This war right now has only gone 43 days. Compare that to World War II. And most of Iran has been devastated already. Jones reminds me of Tokyo Rose in World War II. I'm just saying that Trump has not changed. He is not a neocon. He knows and believes that Iran's threats are real when they say America's the great Satan, Israel's the little Satan, we're going to destroy you. You believe them if they're saying that. And Trump saying they can never have a nuclear bomb. And they lie and lie and lie about developing, and he doesn't trust them. You know, Reagan used to say trust and verify, trust but verify. To the old Soviet Union, I say with Iran, don't trust but verify. Now, you say, Pastor, how do you not get deceived by Candace Owens? How do you not get deceived by Alex Jones? You know how I do it? I have prophecy in the Word of God that I understand, and I realize Alex Jones is wrong on Jeremiah 49. He doesn't even talk about Jeremiah 49, let alone being wrong on it. You see, he doesn't understand that Iran must be confronted. Don't you know their doctrine of the end times? Iran believes that there is a man called the Mahdi. He's the 12th Imam from Muhammad. And this guy is in hiding, Iran believes. I'm talking about the hardliners, the people in control of Iran. They believe this man, the Mahdi, is in hiding. And when he comes out, it's going to be the end time. And he and Muhammad are going to get together. And Jesus will help them too, they think. They're nuttier than fruitcakes on this. And they think that through chaos and war, even if they're outnumbered and outgunned, it doesn't matter. That'll bring the Mahdi out of hiding. So go ahead and punch the United States in the face, even though they know the United States can punch you out. But that'll bring the Mahdi out, and the Mahdi will bring in Sharia law all over the world, and you ladies will have to have burqas over your face and a lot of other stuff. They will kill people. And Trump knows this. And he knows Islam is not compatible with the United States. That's why he mocked Allah the other day. How many heard him mock Allah on his Truth Social? He said, basically, we're not messing with you guys. Praise be to Allah. In other words, you think Allah's going to deliver you? Allah Akbar? It ain't happening. I'm here to tell you this morning, Allah is not God. Jehovah's God. And you need to understand that you need to confront the deception of Allah. You need to confront the deception of people like Alex Jones, Candace Owens, that are pro-old-time Catholic, pro-Hitler, and pro-Allah, and all of that garbage. And the bottom line is that Alex Jones is wrong. Because Jeremiah 49 is right. And then there's a guy who gives credit to Alex Jones for training him, for discipling him, for opening his eyes about the New World Order. And I'm not saying Alex Jones didn't have a lot of good things about the New World Order. He still does. But this guy is Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson says that Alex Jones is phenomenal, and he really helps him, and he credits him. And both Tucker and Alex have this in common. A demon attacked them at night while they were in bed and wounded them. And you know what I believe? That the devil didn't attack them to get beat. He attacked them to win, and he's influencing them ever since. And especially about Israel. And remember when Tucker, how many heard Tucker debate Mike Huckabee? How many heard Ambassador Mike Huckabee? Okay, he debated him, and Tucker said, basically he said to Mike Huckabee, do you believe that Israel's going to inherit the land that God says in the Bible in Genesis 15? And you know what? Tucker was trying to make fun of Mike Huckabee by saying that, but actually that land is all the way from a river in Egypt all the way to the Euphrates River in Iraq today, almost to Iran. It's all the way from the river of Egypt down up into northern Lebanon. That land is all Israel's land. They're going to inherit it when Messiah comes back, Jeremiah 31. I wish Mike Huckabee would have said that to Tucker, but at any rate, Tucker, you know, he thinks he's smart and all of that. He thinks Israel wants to make war and get all of that land. Let me tell you something. Israel is not trying to get all that land back, but God is going to give it to them back. Certainly when Christ comes, he's going to give it to them, but I believe, according to these prophecies, they may even get it temporarily before that. And you know how they're going to get it? When they're attacked by these different countries or threatened by these different countries and they have to defend themselves, then they take more territory and they keep taking more territory and God gives through the spoils of war. And so I'm saying these people are deceiving people. I don't know if you've heard, but they're trying to blame Israel for attacking Lebanon. They say, oh, that stopped the ceasefire. How many have heard that? They say, you know, blame Israel for that. Let me tell you something. That was not part of the agreement that Israel didn't have to fight Lebanon. The reason why Iran doesn't want Israel to fight Lebanon, that's where they got their proxy. That's where they invested for decades. And if they lose that, they're losing all their power. They do not, this wicked Islamic Shiite fanatical regime doesn't want to lose their power. So they're mad at Israel because Israel is still hitting them up in Lebanon. And then they're saying, oh, Israel's hitting civilian targets up in Lebanon. How many heard that? Yeah. But you know what the truth of the matter is? The Lebanese people are attacking Hezbollah in Lebanon. Do you know the Iranian people are attacking right now the RGC or whatever it's called, the Iranian Guard? They're attacking them, the Iranian people. And some of them, because they've killed their relatives, they're taking guns and shooting them. And even the RGC is fighting amongst itself in Iran because they can't agree with themselves. They're fighting. There's an uprising happening. And yet Alex Jones and others are saying, oh, this is a quagmire. No, it's not a quagmire. It's God. You say, Pastor, how do you know? Because you need to confront deceivers with the truth of the Word of God, number one. And lastly, number two, you need to confirm believers who uphold God's truth. Turn to Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39. This is the prophecy that right now is being fulfilled, I believe, very possibly in the Middle East. It's not fully happened yet. But notice this prophecy in verse 34. I'm going to read it to you in Jeremiah 49 and verse number 34. Listen up. It says, the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah. That was 2,600 years ago that Jeremiah wrote this prophecy. To my knowledge, it has not been fulfilled in the 2025 12-day war and February 28, 2026 to right now, 43 days, it has been partially fulfilled. It has been partially fulfilled, I believe. And I've been speaking on this prophecy for the last about 17 years. I've been preaching on this prophecy. And now you can see it is beginning to be fulfilled. And I'd like you to see verse 35. It says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. Verse 35. Do you know what the bow of Elam is? It's their intercontinental ballistic missile launchers. Ancient Elam was located in southwestern modern-day Iran, and they were known for archery, and they fought by launching powerful bows, these arrows, upon their enemies, and they would destroy them. And the people right now in Iran that are running this regime, a lot of it is in western, southwestern Iran. They're having these missile sites that are launching these arrows or missiles against their enemies. And the Bible says it right here in verse number 35. God in verse 34 is against them, and he does not like what they're doing. And he says, I will break the bow of Elam. Well, what's the bow of Elam? It's their missile launchers. What are the arrows of Elam? It is the missiles that are being launched. And what does God say? He's going to break the bow of Elam. By the way, almost their entire Navy has been sunk. Their Air Force has been destroyed in these last 43 days. At least, this is a low estimate, 60% or more of the Iran's missile launchers have been destroyed. And about 70% or more of their missiles have been destroyed. Now, it says in verse 35, not only will he destroy the bow of Elam, but he's going to destroy the chief of their might. What is the one thing that Donald Trump says that must be gone? I believe it's the chief of their might. Not just the missiles that are launched, but what they want to put on those missiles. What is the chief of their might? It is nuclear weapons. And Donald Trump said they can't have them. And already they said, well, we can't hit Europe. But we found out they can hit Europe. They did it in this war. They hit a base in Diego Garcia, which shows they have the ability. If they're left alone, they will be able to hit Europe and then the United States, and with nuclear weapons. And they say, even now in these talks, J.D. Vance just failed in the talk, he said, they were unwilling to give up the enrichment of uranium, which is to build more nuclear weapons. And that's what Trump said he will not allow. The Bible says, it's very clear here, and upon Elam, it says in verse 35, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I'll break the bow, that's their missile launchers of Elam, the chief of their might, that very well could be talking about the nuclear weapons that they want to put on the missiles. And how does God say he's going to destroy it? All right, let's look at verse 36. He says, and upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation whither the outcasts of Elam shall not come. You know that prophecy has not yet been fulfilled? Part of it has. The four winds, I believe, are air attacks from the sky that are happening all directions upon Elam, upon Iran's missile sites, and all of their capability to launch, and their nuclear sites, because that would be the chief of their might. And so these things are now under attack, and this air invasion and air dominance is now such that Iran can do very little to stop even helicopters and jets and missiles. I mean, They are really being beaten. And the Bible says that they're going to be attacked from the four winds. By the way, they started attacking the Arab Gulf states like Saudi Arabia, the UAE, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar, and other countries. And it's rumored now that the UAE may have launched a missile attack against them and took out their oil facilities. But notice in verse 36 here, it says that God would bring the four winds upon them, and there shall be no nation whether the outcasts of Elam shall not come. It seems like, listen to me, as a result of the bombing, as the result of the attack from the air, the winds, there is going to be a nuclear disaster, and these people that are in this area are going to go out of Iran and escape Iran and get away from Iran. Do you know that in southwest Iran, right where we talked about Elam was, is the one nuclear power plant that Iran has? And do you know what it's called? Bashir. Do you know that in this war it's been hit four times? The danger is if it gets hit in a direct hit, it would cause nuclear fallout such that the people couldn't survive there. They'd have to get out of there and get out of there quickly. I don't know if that's how this prophecy is going to be fulfilled, but I do know this. The word of God is true, and those people that are saying that we should not do this are false, because God said, I'm against Elam for what they're doing, and I am going to deal with them. And I want you to notice what the Bible says in Jeremiah 49, verse 37. He says, for I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life, and will bring evil upon them, even what? My fierce anger, not Trump's fierce anger, not Netanyahu's fierce anger. Whose fierce anger is it? The Lord God, my fierce anger. God is angry with Elam. God is angry with modern day Iran, the regime. God is bringing Trump down on them. God is bringing Israel down on them. It's God. And that's what he's saying in verse 37. My fierce anger, saith the Lord, and I will send the sword after them till I have what? Consumed them. The sword speaks about boots on the ground. You say, what's going to happen in this war? Sooner or later, I can't give you the time, but there will be boots on the ground. And those boots on the ground will be soldiers. And the Bible says not only will they be dismayed by the air attacks and by the disaster that will cause them to have to leave many people in that area, but they'll be devastated and consumed by the soldiers that are going to come in on the ground after them. What does Alex Jones say? Oh, you can't do that. Tucker, no, you can't do that. It's going to happen sooner or later. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. If it is the United States that does it, I'm not saying it is, but if it is, you know why it would happen? Because the United States presidents have sat on power and they don't use the power. They sell out. They don't do what you're supposed to do and defend the United States. They're not America first. They're peace at any price. Let me tell you, if you want peace, you got to win a war. We have peace with Japan. You know why? We beat them. God says here, this regime is anti-God. It's Islam. It's Sharia law. It has to be destroyed. And God said, I'm going to do it. Where? Jeremiah 49. And when he does it, my friend, it will be done. It will be thorough. You won't see no Strait of Hormuz bottled up. You won't see Karg Island in Iranian hands. They're gone. And God said, when he removes it, notice what the next verse says, verse 38, and I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from thence the king and the princes, saith the Lord. You already see all these leaders that are being destroyed? It's not even done. When this war is won, there's more executions going to take place of all these hardliners. They executed people, innocent people. They've shot up to about 40,000 people, shooting them in hospitals. Oh, that's true. Don't believe your lying media. God said, I'm angry. He's got a reason to be. They're killing innocent people. Even the Iranian people are coming up against them. Don't listen to CNN and NBC, all these lying reports. Don't listen to Alex Jones when he says don't do this. Listen to God. Listen to God. And realize The Bible said this is going to happen, and it's going to be a time of blessing. It's going to be a time of opportunity and prosperity and even spiritual blessing. Do you know the fastest growing church in the world is in Iran right now? People are getting saved in the midst of all this. They're looking for this prophecy to be fulfilled. Some of the people I listen to are Iranian people, and they're telling about these things that I'm telling you about. I get it from right from the source, people that are Iranians. And he says that it shall come to pass in the latter days, I'll bring again the captivity of Elam, saith the Lord. In other words, they're going to come back, and later on, Persia is going to join with Turkey and the Soviet Union states and other countries to attack Israel. That's in the future. But right now is an opportunity. And what are you going to do with that opportunity? Are you going to listen to the Word of God? Or are you going to listen to your friends that tell you, you can have sex and not be married. You can get drunk. You can take drugs. You can skip school. You can. Don't listen to these dumb bunnies. Listen to a preacher that gives you the Word of God. It'll help you and bless you. And don't listen to people say, there's no hell. You won't go to hell. Listen, if you don't accept Jesus Christ now, you'll take the mark of the beast and you will go to hell. I don't want that to happen. I love you. That's why I want you here. I want you to have pizza. I want you to have banana splits. I want you to have a good time. But listen, it's not going to happen if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. He demands unconditional surrender to His terms. You say, well, what are His terms? To admit you're a sinner, to admit you're on your way to hell and you deserve it, but to believe that He died because of love to offer you a free gift. And accept that gift by faith. And then come forward and say, I've accepted Jesus. I'm not ashamed. That's what you're called upon to do today. And if you're a child of God and you're here today and you know the Lord, listen, don't be deceived. You know this Bible and you can speak the truth and you can free people up from deception and you can confirm what the Bible says and people will believe in Christ because of you and they'll believe in the God of the Bible because of you. And so you Christian, you stand firm for God's word. Don't be afraid. You stand up. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning.